be too late real soon. So, yeah, hurry up.
Thank you, Riley. I'm gonna really let him have it. Show him my stuff. Give that man everything I got.
Pause.
Pause? Pause what?
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo, or else you's a homo.
But what did I say gay?
You said you was gonna give this dude everything you got, no homo.
That's not gay. I said I was gonna give the man everything I got.
Pause, granddad. If it sound gay, it's gay. And you gotta say no homo. How I know you're not a homo, granddad, if you don't say no homo?
I'm not saying no homo.
Okay, you wanna be a homo.
Stop calling your granddaddy a homo.
Then say no homo.
I don't wanna say no homo. I'm a homo your ass, you don't stop saying pause.
Pause.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, guys? It's Black Galactus here.
It's your boy, Beans.
And this is Clash of the Titans, son, episode 3.
Keep your holes in check.
And we don't have a title yet, like always. We'll put it in the description thing like we always do. Just make a title at the end of it. Because, you know, we don't need to be making titles because that's not what this time is allotted for. Just saying a title. Like, this is the episode. No, this is an episode about... What are we talking about?
I'm going to talk about this first Saiyan, bro.
Oh, yeah, that Dragon Ball Z movie.
The first Saiyan, bro.
And I'm going to talk about comic books because that's just going to be my thing. Like, I really like comic books. But, you know, me and Beans are going to talk about some other stuff, too. Just sprinkled in at the end. Like dew. Sprinkled like dew.
Only you could remember something like that, bro.
And it is, it's nice. It's nice. So, I've been reading a lot of comic books a lot. I said I'm reading a lot of comic books a lot. I've been reading a lot of comic books, and a lot of the time, I find myself reading, like, mainly these, like, 5 comics as of recently. Like, Walking Dead. I still read Walking Dead because I don't really like the show.
What?
Because they kill Carl. So, fuck your life and fuck that show. And fuck.
It's great.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's one of the greatest shows that ever come on TV.
No, it's not. Carl is awesome.
Rest in peace, Brian.
No, Carl is still alive in the one that actually matters. No one cares about that show. Real Walking Dead fans are reading a comic book because the Whisperer War just ended. Like, these niggas just got to the all-out war in Negan. Like, you know how far back that is? That came out in, like, 2014. Like, that shit's so old.
It's for the people who don't read it.
It's so old, bro. Read a book. Read a book.
Sometimes visual is better, bro.
Now visual is better. Read a god. People are just lazy. They want to go to the library and get a goddamn book. But, so in issue 179 of Walking Dead. 179, but it's just been out since like 1998 or 90. Was it 92 or 98? I don't remember which one. One of those stuff.
She was amazing.
Yeah. So, The Whisperer War just ended, and Negan played a big part in that. I'm not going to spoil anything for people who don't read it and who are reading it, just so happen to listen to this. But, you know, the war just ended. Negan played his role. He played a big part in helping Rick and the group, you know, survive the Whisperers. And for those of you who don't know what the Whisperers are, I am going to spoil that, because if you haven't been reading, that shit's been going on for a long time. And I don't know if that Walking Dead show is ever going to get to that, because they're not cool enough. Stop it. Y'all more focused on hordes. Like, hordes are fucking y'all up. That's not even a big deal in the comic book. Like, they handle hordes like gangsters, bro. We out on the horde. We out. We already see that coming. We gone. It's over. Nobody getting caught slipping by no herd in the show, in the comic book. It's like every so often. But... son, Negan, you know, he's alone for the first time since, you know, his wife died, and before he started finding a group of people and shit, and so he doesn't really know how to handle it. He's talking to plants and shit. He gets really weird, and Maggie's in that episode. It's like a little flashback. They talk about Glenn, and Glenn getting his face smashed off, which was hilarious. It was so much funnier in the show because he was like trying to call Maggie, and they wrote it, and I could just hear it in my head. And he looked like You remember that Yu-Gi-Oh card Slime? It was just like that little one star green slime thing with the two eyes. Like, he looked like that shit, bro. He beat his head off. Where's Riley when you need him? But yeah, so the agreement that Negan made with Rick is if he stays away from the community, they won't kill him, and he can do whatever he wants, just never come back. And,
exactly.
You know, exactly, pretty much. And so that's pretty cool. Oh, but the Whisperers, right? I was going to spoil that. The Whisperers, spoiler alert. You have 5 seconds to, like, stop this and go forward and skip it. And, 3, 2, 5. The Whisperers are people who cut off the skins of zombies and wear them and walk in, like, they lead zombie hordes by pretending to be zombies and making noises to draw them to certain communities and just overrun it. The zombies don't eat them because they always smell like them. It's no washing the smell off because they're wearing the skin. And the niggas move slow, so they never run. So you can't tell what is a zombie. And that was so hard fighting them and what that fucking saga spanned it like 6 parts. It's been taking so long to end. Finally ended
nasty though.
Bro, shit is crazy, bro.
That's dirty.
And they only use like edged weapons. They don't use like guns and shit. They'll like slice you and then like the zombies smell you and then they all just swarm you and they just walk slow. Like they nice with it, bro. So there's that. There is that.
That's wicked.
Yeah, so read Walking Dead. Stop watching the TV show, bro. The comic is so much better. Rick has one hand. He's a gangster. He's like a pirate gangster, peg hand ass having nigga, bro. Carl still got the one eye, but Carl is alive. If you love Carl and you want to see a live Carl the way he's supposed to be in dead ass Judith, like, get that baby the fuck out of here, bro. What can you do? You don't do nothing. Carl does everything. What are you doing? That baby should have died with Lori. That baby should have died with Lori by a shotgun blast, just like in the comic book. They should have both got blown into little smithereen pieces.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't care. Carl was my nigga. He's my favorite character. They're going to kill off my favorite character. First you kill Glenn, then you kill Abraham, then you kill off my niggas. I know they was going to die, but still, I had to deal with that. Carl wasn't supposed to die. You don't do that. Anyway, fuck that. We all for Walking Dead. Injustice 2, the new one, just came out on May 3rd. That joint came out. So it's not new. It's like 2 days old right now. 3 days old. But if you've been keeping up with Injustice 2, they broke Superman out of the prison. He's roaming free.
He's staying locked up.
And yeah, and he was, you know, from at the end of Injustice 1 when he get locked up and shit. Before Injustice 2 starts, it's the comic book, so... You know, first time Superman gets out and shit like that, he's just gathering his forces and shit. But the Red Lanterns are attacking at the same time, so they're both, Batman's team and Superman team are kind of both fighting off Red Lanterns sometimes, because they're turning people. They turned Hal Jordan into a Red Lantern, he actually turned himself into a Red Lantern, because if you read the Injustice comic books, because of Hal Jordan, Sinestro, and mainly Superman flying into Mogo and killing every Green Lantern that was there, which was like 10,000 of them niggas, and all of the Guardians, by himself, single-handedly killed all of that shit. There's like 7 Green Lanterns left, and Hal Jordan, like, he killed Guy Gardner. Like, and that was like one of his best friends, and now the ghost of Guy Gardner is like haunting him. Everywhere he goes. And he's trying to redeem himself and whatever, so he sacrificed himself to the Red Lantern ring to save them and from the other Red Lanterns. Then they cured him and he agreed to become a Red Lantern. But they turned Starro into a Green Lantern. Starro's been dead forever, bro.
Damn.
And Starro was like the very first villain. Like, Justice League of America, when the comic was mad old, he was like the very first villain in the very first episode. So the psychic starfish that floats through space and can...
It's him?
Just, yeah. He just doesn't die. He's invulnerable. He has mind control. Like, he's mad. He's mad weird. And he just laughs at people all the time. He just thinks he's better than everything. He's a starfish that floats through space. Like, shut up. But Injustice 56 is pretty good, so go check that out. Deathstroke 31 just came out too. Big fan of Slade Wilson, but Slade and Batman are fighting right now, and they've been fighting for a little while. I think it's on like the fourth issue of this Batman versus Slade run.
What they fighting for?
I can't remember. I think it's because Talia al Ghul came back and hired Deathstroke for something, but he knows something about Batman, and Batman knows something about him, and they always fight each other for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
But this time, like, Slade is really mad for some reason because he thinks that Batman might have, like, accidentally had something to do with, like, his friend Wintergreen getting shot out of the airplane or something like that. And that's, like, his only friend, so, like, he takes that shit serious.
Oh.
And it's just Slade, bro. He does whatever he wants to do. That's why I read Slade. And if I feel like doing it, I'm doing it. Like, if I don't want to do it, I don't do it. He don't kill innocent people unless he's paid to. He's like, yeah, fucking mercenary. Like, greatest assassin ever, bro. You want to see some niggas get murked? Well, read that. And it's a good story, too. Batman's fucking awesome in that comic book. But Slade be whooping his ass? Maybe they like... I think the score is like 2-1 right now. Slade is up. He beat Batman twice in this comic. Batman beat him once.
Damn, Bats.
Yo, Slade is nasty, bro. Especially when he get mad. And he's got like a reason to fight. Like when he's fighting for people, he's mad strong. So, number 4 is Suicide Squad. Hell to Pay, which is like... If you just finished Suicide Squad Rebirth or you're still reading it or whatever... Or you're just getting into comic books and you want to learn about Suicide Squad, you should start with Rebirth. Just read up, and then this is the continuation of that. Amanda Waller, the chick who, like, started the Suicide Squad or whatever, she found, like, a get-out-of-hell card for, like, people who've done, like, really evil and bad things who are going to, like, the worst parts of hell and gonna, like, do some real hell time. And she is a terrible person, so she knows she's damned. And she has some incurable disease, and she's dying, but she's seeing the specter. And the only time you see the specter is when you a real fucked up person, because he's like God's vengeance. You gotta do some real dirty shit to be seeing him. But she's been seeing him for like... She's been having visions of him for months, but usually you only see the specter when like... He's literally about to come kill you. That's the only time you can see him. But she's been seeing him on and off. She knows when he's looking at her and following him. The thing with Amanda Waller and the Suicide Squad is everything she does that's bad, she counteracts it because she's doing it for a good reason. So it's not like you can just kill her, cause vengeance on her, because she always tips the scales back in like balance. She's doing something bad. Yeah, she's got to kill all of these criminals or whatever and make them go on dangerous missions, but those missions save the world and save billions of people. So it's like she's just trying to get out of hell because she knows she's going to die, but she just doesn't want to go to hell. Like she knows she doesn't care if she doesn't go to nothing or whatever. She just doesn't want to go to hell. So the Suicide Squad are trying to help her. Yeah, they're trying to get her to not go to hell. So, you know, that's pretty cool. And X-Men is the last one. Now, I hate the X-Men. I'll be the first one to tell you that. I am not an X-Men fan. I am not an X-Men fan. Never have been. I think the only person in the X-Men. I watched the show, but I'm not a fan of the X-Men team or the comic books because I think they're corny. Only cool X-Men to me is Gambit. Everybody else is lame. So, I don't really like the X-Men. But Astonishing X-Men is really good. Like, Old Man Logan is in there. Psylocke's in there. Bishop is in there. Archangel is in there. Phantomex, who's like this new dude who's got like 3 brains. He's mad crazy cool. He wears like this white cool suit. Like, nigga's nice, bro. He got like illusions. He can make you see shit. Like if you think you killed him, it's like an illusion and he'll still be alive, like killing you. He's mad cool. And Rogue is in there and Gambit. So that's like the Astonishing X-Men team right now. And they're fighting the Shadow King, who is like big time psychic villain, one of the strongest psychic villains out there. And he's like abducting psychics to try to restore himself to like physical form because he died a while ago. And he's trying to bring himself back to life by capturing psychics and making them use their psychic energy to destroy certain points and do certain things. It's kind of weird. But It's a really good comic book. You get to see old man Logan, who is, I think personally, way cooler than regular Wolverine because he's smarter. He doesn't just rush into stuff and just his healing factor doesn't work as like it used to. So he rolls around, he takes cover, he uses like obstacles and things to destroy people and stuff. He's not just stupid. So go read that, bro. Those comic books are crazy. Fucking X-Men Astonishing X-Men number 11, Suicide Squad Hell to Pay number 7, which is the latest one that just came out, Deathstroke 31, Injustice 56, Injustice 2 56, and Walking Dead 179. Those are my comic books of the week that I just picked out of, like, I read a lot of comic books, X-Beans. I sat down and read like 40 to 50 comic books just right here while we were doing research. Days of research for this. So, a lot of work. And now Beans is about to talk about some Dragon Ball Z stuff.
Exactly what caught my eye.
DBZ stuff. Boom, 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 boom. Alright, Beans. Tell us about this Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yo, first of all, it's like, alright. That's the first Saiyan, bro. You don't understand that? The first Super Saiyan. I mean, he's mastered everything. Super Saiyan God, Ultra Instinct, he did all that. So, what you're gonna tell me, you're gonna have Goku, bro. Versus the first Super Saiyan who mastered everything? It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen, right? You know what I'm saying?
Not by himself.
It's not gonna happen, right?
He can't beat him by himself.
He had Vegeta, all of them, bro. All
of course.
Them. Vegeta, Gohan. But it's just a trailer, though, so you know what I'm saying?
Goku be dependent on the homies. Krillin all day, let's go.
Krillin be getting smashed sometimes.
Shut up.
But anyway.
Respect Krillin's sauce, bro.
Cause no, you watch Super, right?
I didn't watch the end. I did watch the ending, actually.
When Android 17 wished all the universes back,
like
even
pussy.
The one that was destroyed before that,
I would have been like, nah, bro. Make me supreme overlord of the universe right
see,
now.
Then everybody would be destroyed.
That's not I what don't care. I'm Black Galactus.
Of course you are. But, when he wished all the universes back, it was like an extra 8 universes, I believe. Or 8, I don't know, 18. Because the first Saiyan was the god of that realm, of that universe, of the 18, right? So now he's like, I'm back. And he's like, I'm taking over everything. And I think he might fight Beerus. Beerus is the one who destroyed his universe.
I gotta watch that. Because Beerus never really seriously fights anybody.
He don't. But he gonna have to... Like, bro, that first Super Saiyan... I forgot his name. Damn.
I don't know.
But when he...
You think Broly is gonna be in there? Not Broly.
Broly?
Bardock?
I don't know.
Since all those universes are back... You know, Goku can get help from anywhere.
I would pay to see that.
And I mean that Bardock from Super with the...
With the mask?
Yeah.
Evil Bardock?
Can he come back?
Yeah.
I mean, Frieza help.
Yeah.
If we're taking over everything, everybody's in danger, so...
That'd be a good fight. So, you gotta just wait and see how they twist and turn the plots in this movie, bro. So... It's gonna be a good movie.
I don't think anyone watches Dragon Ball Z for plots, Beans.
So I mean, people watch it for the fights and all
exactly.
I need the storyline behind it.
Then that's not Dragon Ball Z you're looking for, my friend. Because story from Dragon Ball Z be wilding. They don't be knowing where they're going.
Sometimes
they know where they're going with the fights, but everything leading up to that.
So what you're trying to tell me is, to you, there's never been a good storyline in Dragon Ball Z?
I love Dragon Ball. GT had great story. I don't care what nobody said. GT had awesome story. Seeing young Goku again. I love Dragon Ball Goku. Dragon Ball Z up until... I give it up until about... Cell. After Cell, didn't care anymore.
You didn't like the Kid Buu song?
I love Kid Buu. Didn't care about the story. I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z for the story after that anymore. Mm-hmm. And that shit was just all over the place, bro. Just 1 minute, my Fat Buu is inside of this thing, this person, like Super Buu with everybody else. But then there's also another just chocolate Buu that's just...
That how was many the first Buu?
How many fucking Buus did, like, get out of here?
I agree with you on that.
I didn't care about the Buus, man.
But after that, that's when they started dropping the movies. And the movies had pretty good storylines.
Please.
Except the Broly movie.
Thank you.
I give you that one.
Thank you. Especially when he came back.
Yeah,
how did he do that? You dead.
That's so sad. Give you that one. But the other storylines were pretty good.
I didn't like the Cooler storyline. Meta Cooler. Up when Cooler came back too. But that metal version with all the robots, I hated that.
I liked it.
Mm-mm. Dragon Ball Z movies, they hit and miss with me. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, don't get it twisted. But it's just, I don't watch Dragon Ball Z for the story at all. I watch Dragon Ball for the story. I don't watch Dragon Ball Z for the story. I watch Dragon Ball Z to watch people get their ass whooped in Super Saiyan.
Dragon Ball had good storylines too.
Dragon Ball had Krillin. Like, main star Krillin that got star power. Like, that's why it was awesome. Krillin was hilarious. He was awesome.
Krillin's your favorite character.
Krillin is amazing. Krillin's a lot of people's favorite character.
Step up to the plate.
If you're like me and you watch Dragon Ball for the story, Krillin's one of the most like lovable and like just awesome characters in Dragon Ball.
Shout out to Krillin.
Krillin just gets it in, bro. He's Goku's rival. He keeps Goku on his toes all the time. He keeps Goku human for mad long. Like, Goku don't got no bitches. Goku don't got no kids back then. He got Master Roshi, Bulma, Yamcha, and Krillin. That's it. Tien comes after. Even Yamcha comes after. But for a while, it's just him and Krillin. Nothing. Him, Krillin, and Bulma.
The main three.
Yep.
The big three.
The big three. But for real, though, Dragon Ball Z is awesome. Super, I didn't watch Super's story at all. I only watched the fights. I'm not going to lie. And I didn't even watch all the fights. I don't even know who Hit is. I know about him. I don't know what he does. I don't know where he's from. I don't care about him.
What? He's like the Universe 6? With Long Kama?
He must have not been that nice because he...
Bro, Hit
dead.
Was Hit?
Because he's dead.
Alright, but Jiren killed him though.
Alright, so Jiren is mighty. Jiren is all. Justice is strong. Justice is righteous. Justice is Jiren.
Wait.
Justice!
But Jiren's a whole different... He's out of line, though.
There is no out of line with Jiren. Justice is Jiren.
He's great. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Whoever Hit is, he whooped his ass.
Hit him a couple of times.
You know fights I watched? Super Saiyan chick.
Kalisa?
Yeah. I watched that. I watched Goku slide over her shit and her face.
That was Ultra Instincts.
I saw the Hadouken on the face.
I remember when
the surfboard, Hadouken in your face, Hadouken in your face. That was crazy. And everything after that, I watched. Like so after the Hadouken in the face.
You should have watched it before that. I mean, after that. I mean, yeah, before.
Yeah, I watched that.
So you didn't see the beginning of the tournament?
Nope.
Why?
Because I didn't want to.
You missed a lot.
I don't care.
You know why they was fighting, right?
Because niggas was dying. Universe was gonna be blowed up. Because niggas was bored.
No.
I'm a big douche that doesn't get any story behind me. And I'm
so, first of all, it's Goku's reason. You should have known. He wanted to fight the strongest people in the universe. So he made it a tournament.
Obviously. He's a D-bag.
He wants to get strong. That's the base behind Goku.
And that's it. You got kids, man.
Piccolo raises his kids.
Why you said that with such pride? Like, that was such a good thing for Goku. Piccolo raises his kids.
Because Piccolo's his homie.
Stay out of his business. Boy.
It's not like he's plowing. Piccolo, you know what I'm saying?
I am not your father.
Piccolo is great. He's one of the greatest masters in Dragon Ball Z ever. That's all.
Yo, listen. Oh. Listen, dog. All I'm saying is, Dragon Ball Z Super did not catch my attention for a long time. People were trying to show it to me. Wasn't interested until Goku started jumping over niggas, Kamehameha, to surfboard.
Nah,
bro. I lost my interest in Dragon Ball Z and the video games.
You didn't like Tenkaichi?
That Ultimate Tenkaichi that came out where you could make your own character.
Right. You didn't like it?
That kind of blew mine.
Why?
Because everybody had the same moves. You got like 3 different move sets, and that's it. It's like making a character in Super Smash Bros. For your DS. You can only use so many combinations. Well, and once you use them all, it's a wrap.
Talking about the one new you play.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. I'm talking about the new games messed up Dragon Ball Z for me.
What about Xenoverse? You didn't like that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't have it. I just played it.
I didn't have
to. I can't really speak on the technicalities of that. But I can say, though, that Goku is trash.
What?
Goku trash.
Bro, Goku is one of the greatest Goku in trash. Dragon
Goku
Ball
trash. Goku trash. Goku trash. Goku trash.
How you can even say that?
Goku trash.
Who's better than him? In Dragon Ball Z.
Who? In Dragon Ball Z.
No, hold on, what'd you just say?
Superman. In Dragon Ball Z, though, Vegeta. What up?
Vegeta helps him get stronger, bro.
Not hearing that. Goku got main character props. Vegeta worked mad hard, bro. He should be at the same spot. Oh no! Because Vegeta actually spends time with his family. He likes his wife, unlike Goku, who's never even kissed his wife.
You don't know
Goku.
That.
Vegeta like getting buns. That's why he listens to Bulma when she be like, "Yo, you need to come home. I got you." Because she know if she shut that down, Vegeta gonna be even more mad than he always is.
Goku is flying. He don't care.
Goku don't get no ass.
He has kids.
So they're probably not even his kids. Chi-Chi probably had them with somebody else, and Goku came down and just named them. Because if you never kissed her, how you had kids with her? That's what Vegeta said. He didn't answer the question. How you did that? Exactly. Explain Goku's manhood.
Hey, man, he want to fight. That's it. That is his manhood. His manhood is with the hands. So, and nobody in that Dragon Ball can see his hands.
So
besides Jiren.
So not getting... Jiren could more than see his hands.
I said besides Jiren.
Jiren could more than see his hands. That's why Goku trash. You got your ass whooped. You had to have mad backups and subs and mad energy given to you. Come on, you a bitch. You know what I'm doing? You know who I'm doing?
Everybody need that once in a time.
Who? Not Superman. Who? Not the guy everybody's always putting him up against. Not Superman. Right. Superman don't give a damn if nobody cheer for him. He can hear everything going on in the world at the same time, and he don't give a damn.
Okay, and
he gonna beat whoever
fight,
it is.
If they fight, if ever happens,
it has happened.
Right, it has happened. See everything, bro. We need
two times on Death Battle. It has happened. YouTube, go check out Death Battle. Goku got smashed twice.
All right, that's old
in his
Goku.
God mode too. Ultra Instinct don't mean nothing, bro. Superman don't fight in no pattern. He's not no martial artist. You could throw all of that all you want to. You can only hold that up, just like Super Saiyan and everything else, for a time limit. And Goku's gonna, fucking Superman's gonna eat everything you can throw at him that whole time limit and then thrash you. All you gotta do is wait you out. You can't wait out Superman. That nigga's stamina is unlimited. He don't even need the sun. That nigga's like 200 years old, been saving up solar energy for mad long. He don't even need the sun.
But we went left.
I don't care. I'm tired of this Goku shit. Stop giving everybody talking about Ultra Instincts Goku could beat. Shut up. Shut up.
Well, now we all know we gotta wait till this movie comes.
Ultra Instincts Goku ass whipped by Jiren.
But that was
Got his ass whipped.
That's new, you know what I'm saying? That's new to him, bro.
So imagine that with Superman and not Jiren. That with Superman. What you mean you can't?
It's not the same.
What you mean you can't? What you mean you can't?
Goku is like the
Do you not believe that Jiren is stronger than Superman?
Do I believe Jiren is stronger than Superman?
Yes.
Yes?
You are a fool.
Bro, Jiren has no limit, bro.
You're bugging.
Did you see
Jiren saw the fight? Jiren was slowing down, bro. He was still stronger than Goku, but he was slowing down. He was definitely slowing down. That's why the 17 of them was able to take him out. Like, if he didn't have stamina or nothing like that, bro, if he had unlimited stamina, like Superman, he wouldn't have got tired. He wouldn't have been... like, he was hurt, bro. Goku banged that nigga up. I ain't even gonna lie. Goku was banging that nigga up for a little while. Jiren waited him out. And if Jiren can do that, you think Superman can't do what Jiren did without even getting hurt?
Bro, I'm gonna say this, because you keep saying his stamina and shit like that, right? Okay. Niggas made Superman like that, bro, to have no weakness.
Right, and they made Goku the way they made him.
And Kryptonite, bro.
They made Goku the way they made him. A dude who has a limit, who has to surpass a limit.
Yeah, that's
Superman, like, is limitless. He was born, like, with everything. All of the limits and things Goku were trying to break to become a better fighter, Superman already got it. Born with it.
That's whack.
If Superman...
Because he wasn't working for it.
If Superman became a martial artist and, like, studied under, like, Batman or Wonder Woman or, like the greatest martial artist, and he could...
Oh, shit!
He could do it all in one day. He could go to everybody in one day and learn everything from them in, like, one day. People forget Superman's a genius, too. So he could learn all of that shit in one day and then go fuck Goku up with the hands.
No.
You're bugging.
Alright, because you say he don't fight in the pattern, right? So you're going to have to learn that martial arts stuff to use the pattern, whatever. When Goku do Ultra Instinct,
to use the pattern, to learn it. Goku uses structured moves and patterns that he learns in schools. If Superman did some research or whatever and learned about, you know, Kami technique or whatever, he could learn how to counter it like that. And then when Goku did it, he would just stop it. He would know what to do to his body or what to do with his hands or how to vibrate enough. He can do the same shit the Flash can do. Just vibrate and make you hit through him. He can do that.
That's because they built Superman.
But these are his powers, though. You can't change the fact that this is what he has, and that's never going
to
change.
Some people are going to like the fact that Superman has everything, and some people...
I'm not saying I like it, Beans, but these are the facts, though. He's just there, bro.
Some people are going to accept those facts, and some people are going to accept the fact that some people... It's going to be better to work for that stuff, not just have it handed to you.
Yeah, it's cool to work for it. It's cool to work for it. But what about already having it and having to keep control of it at all times so you don't kill everything? You've seen what happened when Injustice. I was just talking about that. You've seen what happened when Superman loses everything and he doesn't see himself as a human anymore. He doesn't feel human emotions anymore. He has no tether to humanity. Lois is dead. You see what happens to people when Lois is dead. When Superman is just a Kryptonian on Earth who sees a planet that's weak and that he has to fix by himself. And he can do it. Who and what could stop him from taking over anybody's planet? Like, with a sun over it. You bugging, you're bugging, bro. Jiren destroyed the whole Dragon Ball team by himself. Yeah. The whole Dragon Ball team. Even which more. Is which they use like magic and stuff, which is like the DC's universe of like a Green Lantern core almost, kind of the lantern power, the power of like the elementals. Key is is like elemental energy. It's like the Green Lanterns. Superman killed all of them by himself. The Green Lantern Corps and the people who created the Green Lantern Corps, who harnessed emotions into rings that you could use power with. He killed all of them by himself. And then killed the planet that was a Green Lantern that they lived on by pushing all of them into the sun. You think he couldn't just do that to Goku? Push him through a planet and let the planet explode around Superman. He can drive himself into the sun and live on the sun. There's no explosion that could destroy Superman. Goku can explode. Goku can explode. That's why you dodge those ki blasts, because you will be disintegrated. You can't disintegrate Superman. What's hotter than supernova?
Hell.
Superman has lived in hell for 100 years with Wonder Woman and fought demons. No powers. And survived. People take this Superman thing like way out of pocket, bro. This nigga has done some shit that Goku could never even fathom, bro. How can you even compare these two fighting in any category? Martial arts? This nigga fights Batman, Wonder Woman, all of these crazy martial artists on the daily. And just... if I really wanted to kill you, I'd kill you already. I could nanoscopically use fucking heat vision to shut down your brain, and that's it. Come on, bro. This nigga has too many powers to name, bro. We could sit here all night, and we could just keep throwing out powers, and I could tell you if Superman has it or not. Or at one time, they didn't change him to have those powers.
They changed everything.
Nigga, there was one time where Superman was made out of light.
Light?
Where he was blue, completely blue, and made out of lightning and could go through any type of light. No, light.
Oh, light period.
Light period.
Nah.
That's after the death of Superman and like JLA came out with Martian Manhunter and all of that shit, where Aquaman had the one hand and the trident. That was that Superman. He nigga was blue. He could go into energy, use all types of energy, refract anything, like anything energy based, he could refract it or use it. He became an energy wielder. Like, he didn't just beat people up, he was blasting niggas. Like, Superman has changed so many times that it's crazy, bro. And niggas just think of regular Superman. Every time they try to change Superman, nobody likes it more than they like regular Superman. So it's not the writer's fault, it's the people. You complain about his powers, they take all his powers away, give him a whole new set of powers, and you still don't like it. What are you supposed to do?
Make him better.
How? He already has everything. Action Comics just got to 1,000 beans. 1,000 issues of Superman. Who's outlasting Superman? This nigga's been out since 1930-something. Goku wasn't even a sperm cell amoeba yet, bro. Like, Akira Toriyama wasn't even fucking thought of yet. It's over, bro.
I already told you what it was, bro.
Nah, it's not for you. This is for the niggas out there still talking this Goku could beat Superman shit because of Ultra Instinct. Ultra Instinct ain't nothing but another form for Goku. Superman don't need forms. You need to be base form all the time and be that strong forever to beat Superman. As strong as you are in Ultra Instinct, you need to maintain that. That nigga could fight you for years without powering down. So you need to maintain that forever. His fights with Doomsday last days and nights sometimes. When they first fought, they fought from sun up to sun down. You think Goku could hold Ultra Instinct that whole time?
Hell no.
Goku couldn't beat Doomsday like that. only thing in the world that can beat Doomsday besides Batman sending him out of space on the Phantom Zone is fucking Superman. And he can't even beat him no more. As much as Superman gets stronger, Doomsday gets just as strong. So he don't even fight the nigga no more because he just makes him stronger. Superman is worrying about shit like that. Goku just trying to fight in tournaments, bro. You're bugging. We're on different levels, bro. Stay in your lane. I'm not even a Superman fan, and I defend this nigga wholeheartedly. I will watch Superman whoop Goku's ass in anything and anywhere all the time. Nigga, go take his powers away. Then he's not Superman. He's Superman because of his powers. It's like saying, put Goku against One Punch Man and take both of their powers away. Goku still knows martial arts.
Yeah, One Punch Man's gonna lose.
Exactly. So that's not the character.
Niggas ain't really trying to...
Make the niggas talking about make Superman better. Make Goku better. Make him better. You achieved all of this and then what? You still gotta get stronger, nigga?
I guess if they do the Goku versus Superman because... this is me. They're trying to let Goku reach that element of Superman. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say they want Goku to be Superman.
Goku is based off Superman. Besides Journey to the West, Journey to the East. Journey to the West. The Sun Wukong story. It's that and Superman's origins that made Goku. The one of the last sons of a dying planet, sent to Earth. You're like this alien being that's way better than humanity will ever be. Like, way more evolved, way different. Whether or not you're sent here to take over the planet, because there are certain stories where Superman's origins changed where Jor-El was evil and no one knew that except, you know, the people who he killed on Krypton. And so there are stories where that's Superman's origin, and Superman was sent to Earth to take over Earth. He wasn't sent there to save Earth. Like, Jor-El killed everybody on Krypton. He's still alive, but he sent Superman to Earth because Yellow Sun, people, conquering, you know, shit like that. So it's not like there hasn't been versions of Superman like that, but at the end of the day, Goku is Superman's baby, bro. Most other Supermans or superhero-based characters are Superman's baby in some way. If you wasn't born on Earth, you Superman's baby. If you wasn't born here and you fighting here for our planet, you Superman's baby. He was the first nigga to do that. I'm just saying, so can't really beat a nigga you based off of, so... You knew what you was basing the nigga off of. You could have made him just as strong as Superman like they did with One Punch Man. That nigga's as strong as whatever he needs to be for that episode and that monster right there.
That's true.
Could have did that with Goku, but like you said, it's about the progress and the transition. That's where their characters change.
To make it more real.
Goku's trying to become a god. Superman is already a god. He's a god living on Earth. He can destroy gods. Like, that nigga's fucking Jesus. That's how he was, like, written. Like, Jewish Jesus. Whatever Jewish people believe their Jesus is. He's like, that's Superman. That's Superman.
Can you imagine Jesus Superman, though?
Can I imagine? I think the death of Superman was. Like, it came back in, like, 3 days.
Sure, it's crazy.
Superman's back.
And he came back in all black, long hair and shit. Yes, that was Jesus Superman.
Right? It's Jesus Superman. The black is an undertone. This is what my real skin color looks like. No way, Jesus. Now let me stop.
Let me stop.
I don't care about that. But anyhow, I will watch this new Dragon Ball Z movie. But I'm not rooting for Goku. I root for Vegeta and Krillin. I hate Goku and Gohan. I hate everybody. I like everybody except Goku. I even like Chao too. I just don't like Goku. Goku is an asshole. A bad dad. Probably not even a dad. Probably a virgin. Nothing wrong with that. Anthony, if you're listening to this.
Shout out to my boy Ant.
I just don't like Goku at all, so I'm just tired of Goku.
Watch to be honest, Goku.
I just like seeing him get his ass whooped, and then he has some bullshit, spare bomb bullshit, Ultra Instinct bullshit. It's always some bullshit.
But it works.
Okay. You want to watch some transitional shit? Watch, like, One Piece. And, like, even Naruto. Naruto does more moves than Goku. You had Kamehameha forever, bro. Get a new move. You train so damn hard and you still only do Kamehameha? What are you training? Where your moves at?
Keep it basic. Keep some niggas basic. Like basic moves.
Where your both basic?
I don't know.
Every time you see Goku fight, it's... You got the same stances, everything. Like, it's, what are you training besides the Ultra Instinct and the new forms? You never get new moves. You just get new forms.
Info transmission.
He learned that mad long ago.
Mad long ago.
Name a new move since, and it's not even, I don't even think it's canon, the Super Dragon Fist, where he absorbs the spirit bomb. And I don't even think that's canon. But name a new move of Goku's since, besides Ultra Instinct. That's not even a move. That's another form. Name a new move by Goku. Not none of his Vegito and none of that. No. Name a new Goku special move. Exactly. Exactly. Too much dead air. Exactly. Goku... He keeps it basic, alright. So basic that he doesn't get
like
new
moves. The new shit. If you come like the Kamehameha, which is different, no, so you can't use that,
bro. Not jacking it. What are you training? What are any of you in Dragon Ball Z training? Because none of y'all niggas ever got new moves. Just more power. I think the only person who had a new variation of their move was Piccolo in that whole shit with the Z Fighters. When he had the, he could control a fucking, the, he could move with the special beam cannon.
Yeah.
Then he was the only person who trained to use a variation of his move. And I don't count Goku surfboarding on that shit as a new move because he did that in Ultra Instincts and that was just a Kamehameha with Ultra
Instincts.
That's
what I'm saying. So you, he,
that's not a new move. He just adapted Kamehameha to the situation through his Ultra Instinct. That's not a new move. You know what's a new move?
What?
When you start out with Naruto, like Naruto Barrage, then you move on to Rasengan. Then you move on to Rasen Shuriken. Then you move on to Tail Beast Rasen Shuriken, like Flower Bomb, whatever that shit was called. It's like progression. Ichigo, like Getsuka Tensho. Niggas got moves, bro.
You're right.
Goku was on that Inuyasha. Win score. Like, that's all you do, bro. It's all you do. Get a new move. I hate you. You don't understand how much I hate Goku. He's just like, it's just so plain, bro. It's like the fights are awesome, but as a character and as like developing,
the character development.
Yeah, your moves develop and your training develops, but your character doesn't go anywhere, ever. It's just whack, bro. How can niggas keep jacking this Goku shit? Like, he never changes.
Yeah, I just want to change. I just want to get strong. I just want to fight. Hey, Vegeta, even though you're about to have a baby and mom was pregnant, why don't you come with me to fight? Hey, Gohan, even though you have a wife and kids and all of you guys are living happy lives with your family, let's go fight and save the world and almost die. Even though you're living a happy, peaceful life on Earth that I gave up my life for, now why don't you take your life and come to the afterlife to fight with me forever?
Like, he's a cult leader, bro. Goku is a cult leader. Like, he abducts people from their happy lives and takes them to dangerous situations where they die and have to be wished back to life. And if they can't, they just stay in Kingdom Kai with him, and he's not just stuck up there with Chaozu, like in the monkey. He's got no friends. I think that's why he keeps getting people to get to these situations to die with him, bro. If anybody was hoping that Android 17 just wished for, you know, his wish, like the family thing was Goku. He wanted everybody to stay dead, so in the afterlife he had mad people to fight with forever.
So you just did this nigga some...
giving out the Kool-Aid.
Some leech?
I think that nigga Goku is giving out the Kool-Aid, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not, though. I don't let Goku.
Oh, man.
Team Krillin all day. Say what you want about Krillin. He don't even belong there, but he always there. I got a family. I'm a cop. I'm trying to live a normal life. Like, just leave me alone. But because you're my best friend, I'm going to go risk my life for you. Oh, and I'm going to bring my wife, too. Why are you doing this? Because of Goku.
Krillin get hella strong, though.
Because of Goku. Why does he need to be that strong as a police officer? Goku, Krillin is the strongest person on Earth. Krillin's the strongest man on Earth. Yeah. He doesn't need to get any stronger. There's no bad guy or nothing on Earth like regular dude that can beat Krillin. He can do everything he needs to do to provide for his family, his wife, his daughter. Why Goku keep fucking with everybody, bro? Even Gohan. He was good. He was finally happy with his life just studying and whatnot.
That's his dad. Most people ain't gonna say no to their dad.
So your dad be like, yo, Beans, listen. I started a fight. Or I want to start a fight. For no reason. Just because I want to get strong, bro. I want you to leave everything you doing. Your kids, your wife, your whole life. To come over here and fight with me. Oh, this is like 98% chance that you're going to die, though. And you know this for a fact. You going?
No.
Exactly.
I have a mind of my own.
Exactly.
I'm not
so everybody in Dragon Ball Z is in the cult, bro. They drink the Kool-Aid and they follow Goku. That's the only logical explanation for this. Because this is madness.
Who knows?
Would you follow Goku?
Me personally?
Yes.
No?
Exactly. Because you're a logical person who's not drinking Kool-Aid that mind controls you.
I don't need to fight all the time. They need to fight all the
no,
time.
No, they don't. They don't even be
bro,
wanting
it's always
to.
Somebody that's trying to come take over.
Nobody was nowhere near Earth, bro. Nobody was nowhere near Earth. Goku wanted that tournament, like you just said. He wanted all the strongest people to fight. He wanted to get strong. Everything was peaceful, like it always is. Until somebody, like, either Goku or somebody come after Goku and heard about this nigga. It's always Goku's fault.
I mean, it's not.
Explain that. Explain that.
That's like. You said. Wait, hold on. Because my thing.
Since Dragon Ball Z started, every single villain has come because of Goku.
Right.
Dragon Ball Super.
He wanted
the tournament. You got to pick your own team of fighters. And you went to all of your family who are living happy, peaceful lives right now that you sacrificed your life for in Dragon Ball Z to come and do that.
Is
he crying? No, we're just recording. You crying, dude? I'm hurting his feelings about Goku. I just really feel like if you really look at Goku and examine him psychologically, and examine the people in Dragon Ball Z psychologically, the only reason they follow Goku is because, like, I think he's blackmailing them. It's the Kool-Aid, bro. He either got dirt on them or it's the Kool-Aid. No logical person with a family and who just wants to live a peaceful life would go fight with that man. I don't care how great it looks when you fighting. I'm going to die. We always die.
But they always make it, too. It's just written like that, so like...
All right, what about the one time they don't, though? You see Trunks' future. What about the one time they don't, though?
It'd be like that.
Now be like that. See, no one has no explanation for why Goku is this terror on the world and it's just okay. Like, Raditz was your fault. Piccolo was your fault. Frieza was your fault. Cell was your fault. Boo, not really your fault, but you had a big part in resurrecting Boo. All you had to do was not fight Vegeta. You could have ran. You could have just ran. Oh, right. I don't mean run from the fight. You could have just kept instant teleporting away, instant transmitting away in places Vegeta couldn't go to. You can go back to King Kai whenever you want. You just could have just stayed there. They wouldn't have been able to resurrect Boo. There would have been nobody strong enough to face Vegeta on Earth to get that much energy. It's all your fault all the time. Just stay away, bro. Just stay away. Let people live. Even the Dragon Ball Z characters are tired of Goku. They just can't say nothing because it's like Mario. He's a sociopath. He'll beat you. He beats Peach. He beats Luigi. He beats all of them when they talk out of turn. All the Nintendo characters get bullied by Mario. Like that episode of South Park with Mickey Mouse. That's how all the heads of the video games and shit are. Like Nintendo and all of that. That's Goku. Cult leader extraordinaire.
Giving out the Kool-Aid.
Giving out the Kool-Aid. That should be the name of this episode. Giving out the Kool-Aid.
I like that.
Giving out the Kool-Aid. Giving out the Kool-Aid. Hashtag that. We got, that's ours.
Facts.
Ours.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. You heard it here. Our shit. So, in conclusion... about that Kool-Aid. Nah. But Beans and I talked a lot about Dragon Ball Z. But there are other animes out there. And we will talk about them. Just like I will be talking about a lot more comic books. Because I mean...
October's gonna be lit, bro.
October?
October's gonna be lit for anime. They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back.
Yeah. We'll save that for next time. Because this is running a little long now. Damn Dragon Ball Z and my hatred for Goku. It consumes me, people. Anyhow, I'm Black Galactus.
And I'm Beans.
And we just ripped this podcast a new butt.
Schnabelfacts.
A new ash. New ash. We're going to get up out of here because this is about to be like an hour. And... I'm hungry.
Odie.
Deuces.
Peace.